The thing that I really like about Prepare is it's at the beginning of the year. You know, everyone's got their New Year's resolution. So it's like a really good opportunity for you to kind of check your heart and honestly just see where you need to do like some heart and soul course correction. For me, it was just a good opportunity to kind of press into that and understand like, Lord, where do you want to take me this year? How can I grow closer to you? We just jumped in the deep end of the pool and fully embraced it.
Welcome to Keystone Conversations, our podcast on the topics and issues important to the Keystone family. Our hope is to give you insight, wisdom, and resources as you press on to know and follow Jesus. I am Brent Minter, the lead pastor of Keystone, and I have some fun guests today. We have guests all over the place, and a lot of times it's just me and Randy, but today I am joined by two fellow elders, Eric Carlson and Kyle Thomas. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is fun. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I love having different people on, and as we scheduled you guys, I was like, I'm so excited to have them and just have a conversation about something that has been become really important in the life of Keystone, and it's the word prepare. You know, prepare is not something that's super old in our church. We're actually just reminiscing before we turned on the mics. This is our third year, but in some senses, it feels like a really strong piece of the rhythm of our year. And so excited to have you guys come and talk. So before we kind of jump in, and I'm going to let you guys take off a little bit here and just talk to you guys about your experiences of experience through Prepare, because I think you have a unique lens. You guys were not elders when we started Prepare. So you have experienced it just as a church person who's like, hey, we're having this thing called Prepare. And then you've also kind of experienced it as an elder and thinking through how we lead and those sorts of things. So I think you have incredible insight, and I'm excited to see your input and your stories through Prepare. But I want to just catch you up really quickly before we talk about Prepare, of like maybe some people are listening and don't really understand what it is or why. Basically, it is the beginning of our year together, seeking the Lord. The scriptures are really clear. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's actually the Sermon on the Mount. We'll preach it pretty soon. And as we kick back up our Sermon on the Mount series in January. But as we start out the year, for some reason in America, the new year is a new thing. And so we thought, man, what an incredible opportunity to pull our people together to declare, God, we're trusting this you for this year. And in some senses, it's kind of like camp for adults, to be honest, like a high watermark of the year to say, let's press into God. And so that's a little bit of the why of just like, man, let's just draw a circle around a few dates on the calendar and say, as a church family, we're seeking. We're coming hard after God. We want to hear from his word. We want to pray and fast. And so that's a little bit of the, now we get into the how. January 7th through 10th, go to the website for details, keystonelife.com/prepare. I will give you prayer booklets to articulate your prayers, call you to fast. There's tons of resources on fasting. Let's not spend our time there today. So there's all sorts of opportunities for you to engage. We got some incredible speakers that I'm so excited about to come and speak to our church. So that's a little bit of the why and the how, but the reality is that why and how lives in houses around Ankeny and in the area. And it catches up with souls in the midst of highs and lows. You know, that prayer and fasting is in people who are like, this is old hat, and people are like, I don't know that I even know how to pray, let alone fast. And so this event really meets people in a lot of different ways. And so today, guys, I'm excited to just kind of hear from you guys how you've approached Prepare, what God's done through it. And so I want to just start off, and you guys can just kind of shuffle around as you would like, but kind of the idea that I have kicking off is what did you think about Prepare when you started? Because we got a lot of new people at Keystone, and you guys had just saw an announcement on Sunday morning and were invited into it as well before you were elders. And so I'm just curious from your perspective, what did you think? What was your kind of thoughts as you kind of heard about Prepare and started it for the first time?
Yeah, it's honestly, I think we were in that like confused camp. Mm. You know, like I grew up in the church. I had conference, retreat, you know, camp experience before. This didn't, it didn't directly match up with those experiences that I thought. It felt, and but it also didn't seem like a tent revival. But I'd never been to one before, you know. So like, I didn't exactly know what to think. Yeah, and so really, it was just like, okay, so I guess I understand the outline. Like, we're gonna come together for some nights of worship and to hear a speaker and just kind of see what happens, I guess. Like, that was my kind of first experience. Talking with Jill about it too, that was hers as well. It was like a little bit of confusion, but let's not let that kind of prevent us from engaging is really what it was.
And honestly, Cal, you're in that demographic of a lot of people in our church. When you say we're going to engage three nights, you know, Sunday morning is, let's just call Sunday morning a gimme because most, you should be coming to church, right? Or so that's a gimme. But then three nights, you got four kids, your wife has a practice, a counseling practice, you have a demanding job. So that's not even a small thing.
Yeah, no, there was, we had to be intentional about, you know, doing that. And then, you know, we had connection group on one of those nights. And so figuring out how do we navigate that as well. And so, that was kind of our experience to kick things off.
The excitement, but like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
What about you, Eric, from your perspective? You're a worship guy. So I'm curious from your perspective what that felt like as you kind of stepped in and heard about Prepare for the first time.
Yeah, I think for us, we tend to have a ready, fire, aim type of attitude. And so, just jump in the deep end of the pool. And I'm always up for a spiritual challenge. And so, I've fasted before, but it's not something I do regularly. And so just entertaining that idea really excited me of like, what's that going to look like for me? Am I going to, do all three, four nights? And what am I going to fast from? Is it food? Is it technology? Is it something else that's distracting me and creating a wedge in my relationship with Jesus? And so so I think that was important. And, I had a little bit of inside baseball knowledge with obviously Aaron working here at Keystone. Yeah. But, we were doing it together, but we also just had like individual spiritual goals. And so the thing that I really like about Prepare is it's at the beginning of the year. Yeah. Everyone's got their New Year's resolution. So it's like a really good opportunity for you to kind of check your heart and honestly just see where you need to do like some heart and soul course correction. And like a lot of people are setting goals for the year. And so for me, it was just a good opportunity to kind of press into that and understand like, Lord, where do you want to take me this year? How can I grow closer to you? We just jumped in the deep end of the pool and fully embraced it. We encouraged our connection group to join in, but again, we kept it more at like, hey, this is a personal thing between you and the Lord. So we want to encourage you guys to come. And I think that night we all tried to sit together.
Yeah.
It was all individual spiritual journeys there.
One of the things we say with fasting and one of our fasting resources is we put a challenge of fasting with Prepare. It's an invitation, not a law. And so I think that's an actual really helpful thing about Prepare in general. It's like, it's an invitation. Like, you can drink as deep as you want, you know? This is kind of a unique thing because Prepare has always been, like, even before I got to Keystone, it's always been this desire. And one of the reasons I'd seen multiple churches do similar things on to kick off the year. And I actually remember we wanted to do it a couple years earlier at Keystone, but because of unfinished, some other moves of having to go to four service, there was a lot of interference. But I remember, I think it was in like 2016, one of the churches that I'd seen do something similar to this, Carrie and I would actually live stream it from Iowa to go back. It was a church back in Texas. And I remember us just like, there's something hungering about the beginning of a year. You know, I don't know what it is, but I remember us, worshiping in the living room on watching a little, laptop screen. And I think that was probably the beginning of like we didn't know how it was going to go when we launched it. We're like, our church has never done this. We've said fasting and 90% of the people have no clue what we're talking about. But that was kind of my first of like, man, I know how filled I am because I jumped in with something similar to this. And so that's kind of, then we got to do it, which was incredible. And that's where I want to transition the conversation, because that's like kind of you, what you were thinking as you popped in. But, you know, this, we've gone through 2 years now, and starting our third. I'm just curious from your perspective, as you look back over those times, maybe it's a worship moment, maybe it's a sermon, maybe it's has nothing to do with what we happened when we gathered, but it was prayers you wrote when we walked away. So I'm just curious, what is something that you've seen? You know, you made the investment, you've stepped in and ready, aim fired, and got in and got involved. What has been some of the fruit that you've seen God work through? What we start there and kind of continues through the year.
Man, this is a humbling one, because prepare last year was being revealed my selfishness and like a level of conviction that. That I needed in my life.
Yeah.
For the first year that I did it, it was a great kind of spiritual watermark, you know, for me. And it was motivating. It was, spurring me on. Like, it had some really like, positive momentum. And we did that in connection group, and it was really, really great. And then I was excited for year two, and then I just got smacked with like my insufficiency. Wow. I got smacked with my selfishness.
Yeah.
And then like one of the defining kind of moments was Jill and I had a like blow up fight that week.
Wow.
And it's like, I don't know if it was the hunger, very well could have been, you know.
Fair.
I don't know if it was like very true. So we gotta be gracious, but like that was something that God used that week to reveal in me, and then in my marriage and in us, just a work that he wanted to do, like what he needed to do. And so, and you take somebody who's maybe more like a comfort personality, and it's like you take away their food, you know, and you have them, you know, stay up later, you know, and you like, you still have all of the kids and the responsibilities, and then you just kind of pile it on, and you're kind of stripped to what's left. And, and so that was like, honestly, that was good. But I don't want to like send the signal out that like, you know, prepare is just going to break you. Like that's not, maybe it will. But that was a good thing, you know?
Yeah, it's actually a part of the thing. Like one of the reasons we fast is it helps us expose our true weakness and our dependence on God. That's really powerful. I love it, because it's like God met me, spiritual watermark, but then also he revealed sin that I had to deal with, which is you can't get holiness without confessing sin, it turns out.
Yeah. And frankly, prepare is a really like community rich event for us. We do it in our connection group. We do it as a married couple, as a family.
Yeah.
We even invite our kids into it, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I was processing all of that, you know, with all of those people. You know, there was beautiful apologies to my kids, beautiful apologies to my wife, and then being able to process that with the guys on my connection group. And at that point I was on, you know, the elder team. So I was able to talk with the elders about it. And so it's like,
I remember, cause you actually used an every moment holy prayer.
We did.
To reconcile with Jill. I remember that story.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I feel like you just like looked over my notes, because that's exactly kind of the same narrative for us. You know, like year one, for me, same thing. Like, I found myself in a season of like being super stressed out and anxious about like the season of work that I was in. And it was hard for me to leave that at the door. So I brought that in on night one, and you're like naturally irritable and agitated just from being hungry.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this last night too. And I was like, I think we got into a fight. And my wife's like, you're not going to share that on the podcast, are you? And I'm like,
here we are. I'll let Kyle do it.
I'll wait for Kyle to lead, and then I'll follow him. But yeah, and I said the same thing. Like, I felt like stripped down emotionally, physically, spiritually. Like, I just felt like exposed, but in a really, really good way. And it was a turning point for me. And it's really interesting to just sit in the seat this morning and look over your shoulder and see this buffalo, because my life has been a pattern of like fleeing as opposed to fighting. And I just remember, you know, your message that super sticky about how like buffaloes run to the storm and they run through it to try and reduce the amount of time, frustration, pain that they're going to experience. And for me, it was like the Lord was just saying, hey, man, I want you to run to this storm and embrace it. You know, life's going to always throw you storms, and you're not going to be able to outrun them. And so, yeah, it was a turning point for me, because I knew that my idols were comfort and control as well. And God just exposed that, you know, that week to me as well. And so it was a time for me to just really like release myself to the Lord and say, like, you have to become greater, I have to become less. And so it was, yeah, it's funny to have a similar narrative.
Well, great job, guys. Hey, everybody, come to prepare. Your weakness and sin will be exposed, and you'll fight with your spouse.
Okay. But I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about it in light of our Sermon on the Mount series. And so Matthew 5, verse 3, Matt spoke on this, I believe. Or was it you? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Verse goes, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Yeah.
And the blessing of being taken to this place where you truly are poor in spirit. And it's like, and the reality is I live my life not in poverty of spirit. I live my life with the stability and with sufficiency in myself, with, you know, quite a lot of wealth just in me.
Yeah.
And to be taken to this place where I can experience God's kingdom and do it through poor in spirit, it's like that is a good thing according to the words of Jesus.
Yeah. I actually read this morning, and I think that this isn't about preparing now. I'm just a preacher and preaching. It's just like we want everything to go up and to the right, really great. Everything's perfect. Everything's comfortable, all of those things. And it turns out the kingdom works like this. It works by, and not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions. But we know the affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. We want hope. We want joy. We want the endurance and maturity. James almost replicates this Romans 5 passage. But we don't want to go through the affliction. So I think it actually is a moment of, you know, let's draw a circle around 3 days and press in and see where those moments are. I can think also some positive things, because I'm not always negative, guys. I'm kidding. this is simple, but Karen and I died laughing last year. Chris Haruska, a great friend, preached, and he actually exposed a little bit of just like, he was talking about his laziness. I don't know if y'all remember that. And we were driving, and one of the most unfortunate things about Prepare For Me is I get to host the speakers, which they're some of my great friends. It's awesome. But I have to take them to dinner after Prepare. And so they're eating in front of me, and I'm suffering. So we're on our way to take dinner, Chris and Kristen, to dinner. And Carrie's like, Brent, man, I don't know. I'm feeling convicted because listening to Chris, the show choir needs some help with some people to go on this trip next weekend. I don't want to do it. I'm exhausted because of Prepare. And you leave at 4 a.m. and you get home at 2 a.m. And that ain't my jam, but I don't want to do it. But maybe I need to consider it. And I was like, babe, if you need to respond to God, do it. She said, I'll check in tomorrow morning. And if they still need help, I'll do it. She got a text message within 20 minutes, like, we still need help. She's like,
dang it.
Because one of her prepare prayers was to be more engaged at the school system with my kids. Yeah. And so it's just amazing. Like, there's some small things like that that are beautiful, that I could go on and on and on about different prayers of mine that have been answered, that have been written during prepare. But I think there's some really beautiful moments when we just say, God, we're seeking you. Jeremiah 29:13 is such a powerful verse in my life, because it has a really profound story that I don't have time to get into. It says this: you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Mm-hmm. And I feel like prepare gives us that opportunity and space and with fasting to seek him with all of our heart.
Okay.
Are you going to add some of that, Eric?
Yeah, I think the other thing, on the flip side of it, you know, the positive that I really took away from it is it's like true representation of Acts 2. Like for me, you go to Acts 2:42, it talks about they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe. Many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. They were all together. They held things all in common. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple, broke bread from house to house. They ate their food with joyful and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Every day the Lord added to their number those that were being saved. Like, just so powerful for this church body to come together and worship King Jesus. And you get to see that. And like, I just found myself like, man, I could do this, except for the fasting part. I could do this every day. You know, like I would love to come up here, worship with my brothers and sisters in Christ, listen to some awesome teaching, and just be in community. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. Well, you know, as we wrap up, I kind of want to hear from you guys. What would be your encouragement for people as they step into prepare? And let's just assume that they're convinced they're going to come, okay? So you don't need to convince them to come, but Kyle, you and Eric represent different demographics in our church. You have four little kids. Was just at your house for lunch on Sunday. So kids running all over the place, still needing help to not spill their drinks, that season of life. And Eric, you're empty nesting, okay? So we have different perspectives in here. We have the same type of spiritual needs. But as you guys approach some of the things that you found helpful, what would be your encouragement for people as they're stepping in to prepare? What would you encourage them to do as they're preparing for prepare, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, my word for us and for our church is just engage. And so there's this idea out there that's kind of on our hearts going into this year of just taking that next right step. And that would be my suggestion. That would be my encouragement for our church body. And so for some of us, you know, that's like, I have never, ever fasted before. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the year.
Yeah.
It's like, and for some of us, it's, I've done the social media fast or the screen fast or the thing like that, but I've never done something with food. It's like, all right, there's your step. It's like, let's go do that.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be intentionally engaged? And then, I mean, we all know that, you know, it's one thing to just show up, and it's another thing to actually be present, to be intentional, to be engaged.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's too hard for us to answer that question. I mean, to pile on to that would be, you know, if you're in a connection group, well, if you're not, get into a connection group. But if you are, it's like there's life in going through this prepare season together.
100%.
And not just going through it together, then processing it together and being one anothering each other through that process. And so, you know, there's just different levels, different ways to engage and just be intentional with it.
It's a great word because I think it applies in so many different areas. Engage for some might mean show up, might mean pray. It might mean don't just come to the worship and think and speakers, but write down your prayers and look back at it weekly. Like, there's all sorts of levels that we can engage, but I think that's a solid word. What about you, Eric?
Yeah, I'd say pray, and just really be open to what the Lord is trying to speak to you that week. And I would agree with what Kyle's saying, like take that next best step spiritually. So, you know, if you can't go the whole time, come one night, you know, or come a couple nights, but it'll be well worth your time for sure to come. But I would, you know, have a posture of prayer and just ask the Lord, like, what do you want me to fast from? You know, you can start from that. And, you know, what are the things of my heart, Lord, that you want to expose that I need to work on? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and everyone's got their storms that they're going through. So, you know, for us, it's letting go of children that are, you know, leaving the house and getting jobs and graduating from college and going to college. And so what's that look like for us? Or it's, you know, loved ones that are battling cancer. So it's an opportunity for us to kind of write down those prayer requests. As you said, there's great resources to be able to kind of journal that. Yep. And, you know, look back on it years from now to see, like, how did God meet you in this time and answer those prayers and walk through this season of life with you when you're going through storms or even if the sun's shining. It's well worth your time for sure.
Yeah. Gentlemen, it's really good to hang out with you. It actually stirs my heart. I'm kind of eager to come in to prepare. I actually have less responsibility with this prepare because I'm not preaching on Sunday morning because we have Vance coming. He's in town, and we're able to somehow convince him to come preach. And I think for me, there's something really powerful about anticipation. I know that my wife and I, we try to get away once a year and with just the two of us. And it doesn't matter if it's big or small. That's always like, it builds anticipation for us. Like, what are we going to do? Like, where do we want to eat? Like, all the things, like, there's just anticipation. Like, we just got back from a family vacation, and we had planned it for 9 months because I'm about to start the empty nesting phase with sending out a kid. And so it's kind of a final hoorah as a family. And there was an anticipation going. And I just, in my heart, as we're coming to prepare, holy anticipation. God, I don't have an outcome, but I have a posture of I am eager to see you. Mm-hmm. And he knows way better what I need than I do. He knows way better the things I need to open my heart to pray about, the things I need to hear, the conviction I need. Like he knows all that sort of stuff. So I'm just hopefully cultivating a holy anticipation. God, I don't know what you're gonna do. But I'm here. I'm here for it.
Amen.
Amen. Well, gentlemen, thanks for talking with us about Prepare. It's going to be incredible. So if you need some information about Prepare, keystonelife.com/prepare should give you all the things you need. Also, just show up on January 7th. We'll have a book for you. We'll take care of you. We'll let you know everything you need to know. It should be an incredible high watermark for our church, and we don't want you to miss it. So thanks for listening today. Thanks so much for being a part of our conversation today. If you'd like to know more about Keystone in general, hear sermons, or listen to more conversations, please visit keystonelife.com. Until next time, keep the conversation going.